Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I want to go back just a little bit. We were talking about this. So Trinidad Chambliss, who is the quarterback for Ole Miss, he has technically already played 5 years of college football. One of those years he didn't play. He had his tonsils removed or something like that. So he has filed an appeal with the NCAA to play an additional season of college football. The NCAA has denied his request. Now, that doesn't mean that he is not going to play at Ole Miss. We have seen pretty consistently, I would say, over the last 2 years or so, just because the NCAA says so doesn't mean the court says so. So if he is going to file an injunction and really pursue this thing to the fullest, I believe that Trinidad Chambliss is going to play next year at Ole Miss. Someone then sent in this text message, CDOT, why do you think he would go back to Ole Miss if he's projected to be a first or a second round pick? Now, I think this part is very important when talking about sort of how high guys are going to go. If you were telling me that Trinidad Chambliss is going to make $5 million next year to play quarterback at Ole Miss, he is going to make more money playing quarterback at Ole Miss than he would playing for the Minnesota Vikings.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If that's the kind of money that we now know are being given out, like, it's not even speculative when we were talking anymore about quarterbacks or how much we think they're worth. We're seeing these guys' deals now. Brandon Sorsby, the kid that was at Cincinnati that just transferred to Texas Tech, LSU released the offer they gave him. We saw the legal document they wanted him to sign. It was $3.5 million. That's how much we're talking about with these guys. So if you were telling me that Trinidad Chambliss has already agreed to make $5 million next season playing at Ole Miss, he will make more money than J.J. McCarthy is going to make to play for the Minnesota Vikings. So that's number one. The money now, you don't got to run to the NFL. Hey, if you're happy in college football, then stay in college football. Like, I actually think Dante Moore is going to stay at Oregon. Trinidad Chambliss wants to go back to school. I also think something that's really, really important that I don't know if we talk enough about when it comes to quarterback prospects, man, usually the longer you stay in there, the better for everybody. You kind of got to get 2, maybe 3 years of actual game experience. Most of the guys that flame out and really bust are guys that didn't play a whole lot of college football. Anthony Richardson, Trey Lance, guys that have just that one season as a starter, everything is great, and then they just go chase the money, and I get it. But now with NIL, I don't think you have to make that decision anymore. Let me stay in college. I love it here. I'm making as much money as the pros are making. Let me get as much game reps as humanly possible, and I'll still be a first-round pick. Who's the guy that was hurt as a quarterback by continuing to play college football? If that's the case, that guy just wasn't very good from the very beginning, and that secret was eventually going to be found out. If Chambliss came to me, I would tell him to stay. I would say, stay at Ole Miss. Stay at Ole Miss. You got a chance to go back to the playoff next year. Kawhan Lacy is coming back. Your head coach is coming back. Not the one that went to LSU, not Lane Kiffin, but Pete Golding. So you got a lot of continuity. You're the man there. People love you. You're going to make $5 million. You're in an AT&T commercial right now. There's just no rush for you to go chase the money anymore when it comes to the NFL, which ultimately I think is going to be better for us as fans and better for NFL teams because you have more tape to evaluate before you start to see these guys.
So I think there's two things at play here. On the surface, I agree with you. I don't think staying in school for quarterbacks, specific to quarterbacks, is all that bad. A year ago, we were talking about Arch being a year away from being the hot name prospect. Arch is going to stay in school. Now, part of that's his play, but he's going to come back next year. I don't think staying in the crock pot and cooking for another year in college is a bad deal for quarterbacks. But for Trinidad Chambliss specifically, I think it's time to go pro. You want to know why? We don't need any more sixth-year players in college. We don't. You played at Ferris State. You got a medical redshirt and another redshirt. We don't need sixth-year college players anymore. We should be churning out. We're now clear of the COVID year. I don't want guys who are 25, 26, 27 in college anymore. That's
I don't
not
want
good
those guys in college football either, but I think you and I agree on that point. I guess my point with Chambliss is, then the NCAA needs to come up with more enforceable rules. And the thing now is, almost like NIL, almost like the transfer portal, they have let somebody else define the rules. This is exactly how Diego Pavia got another year. This is literally how Diego Pavia got another season. Diego Pavia played JUCO football, then ran out of eligibility. He filed an injunction with the court that said, you not allowing me to play college football is hurting my earning potential. They let him play. I think that we're about to find the exact same thing. This is one of the things that I guess, I don't know if it's a strong argument, but text line, it's risk versus reward. Yeah, $5 million for 1 year at Ole Miss versus what? A $40 million guaranteed rookie deal over the next 4 or 5 years in the NFL. Well, it's not that, I mean, unless you're the number one overall pick. J.J. McCarthy signed a 4-year, $21.8 million deal. And it's not like you can't take the Ole Miss money and take the money next year. It's not like you can't have both of those things, right? So I don't want to paint this like if Chambliss decides to go back to Ole Miss, he now is ineligible for the NFL in a year. You can take the $5 million this year from Ole Miss, go ball out this season, put together a really good year, and then next year be the 9th overall pick in the NFL draft. Like Dante Moore this season, I think, has a chance to be the number 2 overall pick. If he goes back to Oregon, we think he goes in the 6th round next year. No, he's still a first-round draft pick quarterback next year. So I don't want to paint it like it's a red or blue pill, and if you take one, you are now eliminated from the other, because that's not factual, that's not real life, and that's not how this works.
I also think, sometimes we forget the age. Like, I looked this up a minute ago just to have the conversation, because using Dante Moore as our jumping-off point. Do you know how old Dante Moore is right now? He's 20 years old. if he stayed in college for another year, which I don't know if he will or won't, he's going to be the second quarterback taken, which is a very good life if he chooses to take that route, or he'll go back to Oregon, will have a very good life as well. But at 20 years old, staying in college and then entering the draft at 21 is not all that bad. It's not like he's on the text line, use Brandon Whedon as an example. It's not like he's Brandon Whedon, where he's 28 years old in the draft. Or even Bo Nix. We got our jokes off about Bo Nix, who was 24, 25.
Whedon was
the
also
draft.
Different. To me, Whedon's in a different he's category a because outlier. Whedon went to go play baseball and he's then he Chris went to Linke. Go play college football, yeah. Which to me puts you in a very different situation than you started at 19 playing college football, and in some ways you have manipulated the clock to still be playing college football 7 years later, like Carson Beck.
I 100% agree. My point is, staying in college for next year, making money now, and still getting that transcendent money, and you are 21 years old, the NFL is not going to look at Dante Moore different. Like, I think there was a time where we felt like if a player stays in college, the NFL might look differently at them. Like, oh, now they're another year older, you know, wear and tear in the body, so on and so forth. Nowadays, with prep schools and all this stuff, kids are getting to college sports younger and younger, which means they're eligible for the draft younger and younger. So staying an extra year and being a 21-year-old in the NFL versus a 20-year-old is not that bad. Like, Malachi Toney is the youngest guy on the field. He's got another 2 years of seasoning. If he stayed for three, he'll be 21 when he enters the draft. That's not a bad life to live as a 21-year-old.
No, for sure. And I guess my point here is someone else texted in, CDOT, but top 10 draft picks are guaranteed $40, $50 million over their lifetime deal. That's $10 million a year, which last time I checked is more than $5 million a year to stay at Ole Miss. Again, you can go back to Ole Miss and still be a top 10 draft pick.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.